This game is about what kind of warrior, asking you what kind of warrior are you, or might you be, right? And people who pick knights, they usually believe in protection of the weak, right? That they're going to stand in front of the, you know, be the wall against the defenseless,
yeah.
That sort of, you know. And people that choose the samurai, it's usually about mastery and discipline and focus and dedication, right? To the new perfection, knowing that you can't perfect it, right? That idea. And then Vikings, it's about
fear.
It's about brawn.
Yeah.
Brawn.
Being strong, brawn. All
right. And passion, right? And sort of fearlessness and that sort of like, you know, live life to its fullest and take every moment, right? So the three factions they're not just skins, right? They're full, their ideas. There are 12 heroes in the game, 4 for each faction. We have 4 different categories. There's what we call the Vanguard, which is the each faction has a kind of a starter hero, which is like the Warden that you play there, or the Raider, or the Kensei. Each faction has a Vanguard, which is that uses that basic fight mechanic. It's somewhat different in terms of actual animations and what you can do, but fundamentally the same. And then there's assassin type, which is our peacekeepers here, or the Orochi, or other the berserker, which are faster, lighter, do more damage, a little bit squishier, but they have a different block mechanic. Their block is not as strong. You can't hold the block. You have to kind of keep it in neutral stance.
Okay.
And then we have our heavies, which are like the Shiroki here, or the conqueror, right? The heavy, like the shield guy, or the warlord, who a lot more defensive, a lot more powerful, not as much reach, but heavy. And then hybrids, Valkyrie. The Bushi Lawbringer that have a mix-up of some of those powers.
Okay, I was going to ask you, what's the hybrid then?
Yeah, those ones. And they all play differently. They're all balanced against each other. These are the characters, and you use the same characters in the campaign as you do with multiplayer, right? So when you play in a multiplayer game, you're going to choose from these 12 heroes. Then 4v4 head match, and we'll talk about that in a second. Each hero is a unique weapon armor set,
right?
A full set of animations. Each character is sort of its own third person character, right? Playstyle. So, and all these characters are customizable. All the gear can be swapped out. You've got three different. You got head, shoulder, body, and then your weapon has hilt, guard, and the blade or the shield, and it's all customizable. You're gonna get loot as you drop. The customizations are mostly visual, but they also come with some stats to let you adjust. Like trade a little bit of speed for a little bit of damage, that kind of thing. So super customizable. Here's a quick.
If it will play the video,
just to give you a quick idea. Yeah, can you turn that down? They're highly customizable, right? These are all made out of the gear that you're going to get as you play. And you get to color them and do textures and stuff, and you know, different each of the. Half of the characters have male-female versions. Half are, one of them like male-female, male-female, male-only, female-only, that kind of thing.
Okay.
They're all, and then anyone who's got skin, you can change your skin color. But that's, you know, there's a lot of armored dudes, et cetera. So highly, highly customizable characters.
I'm going the wrong way. The hybrid characters, right? Because you said one of them is...
Lawbringer
was only female, right?
No Bushi.
So are they going to stay, like the hybrid characters are only whatever gender that you already assigned?
Those characters, the characters are, each faction has 2 that are both genders,
okay.
One that's male only and one that's female only.
I got you.
And it depends on...
Still a large variety of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 12 characters.
I'm sure I've seen that.
12 characters, 18 gender variations. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. It's heroes. Game modes. So in addition to the story mode, you play multiplayer online, 4v4. The game actually started with multiplayer. That's where we began in the development. Dominion is what you'll see online if you go look at it. It's a big objective mode. I'm sure why TV's freaking out on that. We have elimination, which is a 4v4 round. We have normal team deathmatch, which is skirmish. And then, of course, we can duel. You can play 1v1, because that's awesome, right?
Yeah.
So we have that 1v1 version. We also have 2v2, which is, in my opinion, really one of the most fun modes. 2v2 has kind of the best of both worlds in terms of one-on-one dueling and team play co-op, right? It's played over, it's best 3 of 5. So. And everything, you can play all of this stuff with bots.
Okay. What about the first 4v4 over here?
Yeah.
Dominion. How does that work?
So Dominion
has three control zones, breaking phase, and it's his own battlefield. That's what you have.
That's right.
So what is it? What does that mean exactly?
Here's how it works. Dominion is two teams of four.
Okay.
There's a lane down the center that's got soldiers in it. They're fighting for the control of the middle.
Okay,
so there's an AI, like 150 AI. Those guys who are killing the fields, those guys are there in the middle, and they got captains in there too, right? That are trying to hold that center zone, right? It's and you can push your guys forward and kick them out of the center, or they can push and kick them forward out of the center. So it works like that. And then you got a control zone on the other side that are archers and reinforcements. This whole, if you control this, it's going to spawn archers and drop arrows on the thing, and over here it's going to create captains, right? And then you're playing to points, to 2,000 points. So you're earning points by holding zones and killing guys and killing each other, and you know, and then we die and respawn. Play 2,000. When you get to 2,000, you enter breaking mode, which means no respawns, and then so the game always ends with somebody killing somebody else, right? So a player killing another player. So the eliminate the breaking team and you win. So
okay.
get to 2,000 points and then go and hunt down the other four players.
That's big.
Yeah.
it sounds pretty intense too, because it's exactly like the gameplay that you're playing.
Yeah.
When you're in single player mode.
Yeah.
The only difference is you have three other people with you to help you.
And four other people.
Yeah,
So this is that's the mode that we announced. So we announced 2 years ago at E3.
Okay.
That was the mode we had there. So we brought that to the floor in E3. And then we had it again. There it's going to be in our beta, so you're going to be in the closed beta this weekend if you want to. You'll be able to play that online this weekend. You can see it's intense.
Yeah. The explanation you give me a moment just seems intense.
It's intense. Well, it's the battlefield. We're trying to create that battlefield, right? And it's all about holding ground, right? It's all about being in the middle of that. We've got a bunch of maps, right? We've got 12 maps and different variations, different locations, you know, big, small. A lot going on. So, yeah. It's the whole thing, man. Hey, as a shortcut to help people kind of get there, somebody told me this the first year we were doing press. Someone was like, "Hey, it's kind of like a shooter with swords." And I'm like, "Yeah, actually, that's about right." In terms of scope and what you can expect from it, that's kind of what we're doing, right?
So, like, you have a combination of shooter with swords,
yeah,
and then boxing with swords as well. Because, like I said, it's like lightning.
It got
you pretty excited when I said it was like lightning. How did that? Like, trying to get the combat the way it is. How did that come about?
So I'm going to tell you the story, and it's going to sound like I made it up, but this is actually what happened. So I've been trying to get this game made for 15 years.
Okay.
Actually, I was at EA when they made Fight Night. I was on the floor with that. Anyway, so 1 year, 15 years ago now, I took a course in what's called German longsword, which is this new rediscovered European sword fighting. The stuff that the warden was doing, your character, mm-hmm. that stuff. It just turns out to be this real fighting stuff. And I was into it because I'm that guy, right? I'm that guy. I don't hide it anymore, right? I'm walking home one day and I think, okay, I'm thinking about the stances and the system, and I think what would happen if we took those stances and we put them on the right stick, and the control scheme that you just played pops out of, like, I went, oh well, then it would be, oh shit, like this, and I get this idea about that control scheme and how that would bring those emotions of the battlefield that I feel when I pick up a weapon and go out on the field and do it for real and put it in your hands. I thought, so I get all excited about it and I start pitching. I'm like, I'm pitching to anyone who will listen. And for 10 years, the answer is no, 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 no. We don't make that kind of game. I don't really get it. No, no. And then 5 years ago, I pitch to head of Ubisoft Montreal. He says, no, but I got a team I want you to meet. He introduced me to Stefan Cardin, my producer, and the Fox team, and we make it. They say yes. The team says yes, and we build the thing. So it came from my desire, because I'm a weapons guy, I've always been a weapons guy, my desire to play a video game that feels the way I feel when I pick up a sword and shield and try and go knock somebody's block off, because that didn't exist when I was growing up, and it still doesn't exist, except now it does, I think. I hope you agree. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's when I mentioned Fight Night, because the fact that you really have to strategize.
Yeah,
when you're going to swing,
watch
when you're going to dodge, when you're going to move, when you're going to step back to try to avoid getting hit.
Yeah.
And it's no different than boxing.
Yeah. And it's real fighting.
Yeah,
the thing is, and I think one of we have the same goals. Like, I think the reason that it excites people is because it's when you feel. We all know what it feels. Well, not all of us, but we know what it feels like to get in a fight, right? You know those feelings, what you're looking out for, and it's not about being aggressive. It's about being scared, right? Like watching the other guy and being like, "Where is he gonna?" But I need to get in my attack, right? That's what fighting is about. It's about observing the other guy, trying to guess what he's doing, counter him, and then also, you know, create your own opportunity at the same time, all the while keeping an eye out for his buddies. That's how fighting feels, right? But that's not really how fighting feels in video games.
Yes, and most of the time it's just mash, run around.
I'm doing this. I'm watching the fight, right?
Yeah.
With this one, you're in the fight.
Yeah.
I wanted to put you in the fight. I wanted to put the sword in your hand, right? Not literally, not in a reproduction way. Like, make you feel like you're holding it, that you're actually there. So my favorite moments are when people are doing playing the game and I can see them. There's this moment where they kind of settle in and they start moving their body. They start moving and shifting, and that's where you can go, right now they're in it. Right? They're really, it's immersive, right? Shooter of sorts, right?
What's interesting is once you pick up the controller, you're like, okay, like, yeah, you're kind of like trying to figure out everything. So you're like, all right, I'm tense at first. But then once you start to really realize that it's like, okay, you just go down, swing this way, left, right, and you're like, okay, hold on a second. Then you start to feel it, and you start to, and then later on in the game, which is what happened with me, later on in the game, I realized I could dash back, and you're like, okay, hold on, there's actually a lot more things I can actually do here to help me. I don't have to just swing forward or try to block. Like, this, a lot of individuality in the game.
That's
like, you can play whatever way that you want to play, and, but even though you already have like a set direction of how, you know, you're supposed to move.
Mm.
So it's
you got a lot of choices. But yeah. you can also grab. So that if you get in close, you push the X button, you can grab. Right. So you got guard breaks and throws. You can throw people off cliffs.
That's what he was telling me. Later on into the game, you'll find out there's a bunch of different moves you can do.
That's it.
So it's like
combos, and you can get parry.
It's not stiff. Put it that way. That's what I'm trying to get across. It's not stiff. So, you know,
I'm glad to hear you say that. I agree, but I mean, you know, I'm not exactly an unbiased opinion. And that's the key thing. One last bit that we're adding in here, just to let you know, is that we just announced the Faction War, so we have a metagame as well. When you're playing online, every match that you play is going to be a part of this ongoing war for territory that'll let the Knights, Vikings, or Samurai players unlock cool gear as they play through.
Okay.
And it's all on the same shared world for all three platforms. And that's the data bar for you there. So now, question: do you have questions?
Yeah,
what would you like to know?
A couple of questions like that. Not to find out too much of the story. It's like, but basically, was it every group against each other, or is it like a mixture of both? Like, because you said it's once you play through one, you move to another chapter, and so forth and so forth. Like, how does that work exactly?
So, this region, this place called Ashveld, is a place where these three cultures have been kind of at each other's throats for a long time. They've been kind of bumping up against each other. And we're in a time when peace could break out. And the warlord, Apollyon, has opinions about that. So the struggle is, you will experience the story from three different perspectives.
Okay.
As Apollyon attempts to reignite the flames of war kind of across the land.
I got you. Speaking more so on story.
Yeah.
How were you able to, like, can you just walk me through the process of you actually coming up with the story and then trying to translate the story from paper to actual gameplay? Like, how does that work?
So it's tricky. So I was the narrative director on that. So that was my thing for a while. So when you're making a game, game stories are tricky because you need to create all this space for the player, right? Like, you need, the story needs to be more of a set of guidelines, right? That's like, here's a set of events that are going to occur, but the player's actions need to really drive what's going on. And so the process is really just for me, is always the thing about thinking about the characters first. You always start with, who are our characters? What do they want, right? What are they, what, you know, the villain. For me, the story really began with Apollyon, with this villain and the this person who, she has this belief that humans are divided into wolves and sheep, predator and prey, and that we have a kind of a moral obligation to allow the wolves to prey on the sheep, that that's the way the world is supposed to be. And so, and she has the power to kind of force it, right? So it started there, right? It started with her, with this villain. And then we look at the world and what kind of gameplay we're going to have and what kind of options we want to do. We brainstorm with the team about, you know, what we could do for levels and missions, and, you know, because we want it to be exciting. We want everything the player does to be cool, right? To have a cool meaning. And then once we build a kind of a framework out of that. And once you have that framework, it's kind of like this plan, this story plan, right? Then everybody kind of goes into detail. You start making everything in detail from there. I'm not sure if that answors your question, but that's...
Yeah, it actually does.
Okay. I'm trying to summarize a lot there.
The original concept you had, is it any different from the final product that you've been able to put out?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The concept really was more an idea that this interface, like that basic control, would create these emotions. It turned out to be true. I thought we'd have more stances. I thought, like, for a long time we had 4 stances. Now we have 3. It turns out that the bottom stance, people would forget it exists. It was like it's not natural to assume you're going to be attacked from the ground, I think, right? So we have 3 now. We added a bunch of interesting depth and variety that I didn't know that we would get to. The team has done an incredible job of taking a half thought out, kind of flawed idea and turning it into something I think really amazing. And that's what games are. A game's just a big collaboration. It's always a process of taking the dumb stuff out of your ideas, right? That's usually a lot of creation is removing the mistakes, right?
Where do you think that you do you think you put your stamp on this game?
Oh man, I've never been so stamped in a game before. This game has got more of me than anything I've created ever. And it's been an incredible opportunity. You don't get a chance to do something like this very often. It's I mean, 15 years.
I was about to say, you said you've been trying to pitch it for 15 years.
Dude, I'm telling you, I don't know if you can imagine that, but it's like, you know, I near the end there, I was starting to think it wasn't going to happen, right? And when I got the go, it was like, we're gonna roll on this. And now, like, it's done, it's out. It's people, like, the idea doesn't need me anymore, right? It's, you know, you can play it and go, oh, I see. In 30 seconds, you were going, you got it, right? You were like, oh, I see how this works, right? And so now I'm out of the equation. And that's an amazing experience. Scary. It's really scary to be that, I suppose. And like I say, the story is really, it came out of me, and I directed most of the cinematics. And I'm overexposed. We're trying to overexpose.
When I first started the game, right, the visuals, what goes into getting that?
So
the inspiration behind getting that, and the way it looks, and like the buildings falling, and stuff, gravel coming down, falling on people, and people get shot in the back with arrows, all that.
Well, so first we have an amazing art team, right? We have a large number of highly talented and passionate artists, right? And a lot of what you're seeing is just the result of really good art direction and collaboration with the mission teams and story teams. So they're flat out, there's just a lot of work and talent that goes into making that happen. And then we also just challenged ourselves. Our goal was to create a world where the knights, if I say knights, Vikings, samurai, pictures come into your head, right? Like, you're going to see stuff. Well, I wanted those pictures. I wanted you to live them, right? Like, I wanted you to live out your fantasy of what those knights, Vikings, and samurai are, right? It's inspired by history, right? But it's just not a historical game, right? Like, it's not that. And so we just challenged ourselves over and all through the development. When we would build something, we would say, is this, does this really capture the essence of these knights, these Vikings, and the samurai? You know, we would got real clear about what each of those factions were like and tried to be sure that everything that we're doing communicated that. So a lot of hard work, a lot of focus, you know. But in the end, I think it's, if you're asking that question, then I think it's working. So,
any hurdles in the whole process?
Easy, no problem.
What was the major hurdle?
There were a lot. There were a lot. First, technically, this game is really this. It was impossible on previous generations. To do the characters, we have a whole new animation style of animation called Ammo, and it's actually in here. Talks about we had to invent a new way of doing character animation to get mocap in, but at a level that we could have 12 characters run at the same time, right? Yeah. We could build all those characters. We basically built 12 action adventure third person characters, right? Usually you only build one per game. We built 12, right? So we had to build all that. New networking technology, new all that stuff. So there's a lot of just tech that went into it. But also there was weird stuff, like stuff you wouldn't think about. We have all these castles, these cool fortresses, right? Something you don't think about is that Vikings didn't have castles. That didn't happen. They had forts, right? They had settlements, but they didn't make castles, right? But we wanted Viking castles. So what does that look like? Well, we got to build that, right? We got to go and make what that's like, right? And it was also like stuff like, you know, I wanted the game to feel like it had sort of a historical feel to it, that these are our samurai, our Vikings, our knights, right, from our world, kind of. But it's clearly a fantasy setting, right? Clearly a fantasy world. So how did the samurai get there, right? what happened? Like, how did that happen? Because it's kind of a European location in a way, but the samurai have arrived, right? So we have a backstory about that, about how they're sort of on an exodus, right? They lost their homeland and they were building a new one because the other one sank into the swamp. That kind of thing. So, yeah, lots of struggles, lots of challenges. But,
well, is there anything you would like to add?
I think you're hitting most of it. Co-op. February 14th. Are you a knight, a Viking, or a samurai?
See, now you got your stuff. I don't know. You got me intrigued with samurai. I'm thinking more so Viking, but
yeah,
intrigued.
All right, yeah. Well, there you go. Well, I love the thoughtful answer. That's good. If you're thinking about it,
I think you're gonna have a lot of players just really trying to figure that out.
I hope so.
You're gonna be stuck between choices.
Yeah, that's true. Some people get stuck. A lot of people are like, no, this is my thing, or it's always been my thing. No, I think that's the core of it. I mean, it's a big game. I love what you were saying about how quick it is to pick up, because that's been the big challenge. It's a very new experience, right? We always struggle to describe the genre, right? Like, what is this game, right? So